Strange Adventure. The tall grass bordered the narrow game trail, and the fierce African sun beat down upon the white man who followed it. Greg Randall was not new to this part of Africa, for he'd explored and hunted game in this territory many times. That was why he felt safe now, why he had left the camp of the safari for a lion hunt with only Marusi, his native gun-bearer, as his companion. Randall heard a noise near the side of the trail and saw a movement in the tall grass. He whirled, lifted his gun to fire, but he was too late. A long hunting spear sped through the air, and the hunter fell into the dust.
Marusi, get help. Hurry.
The native raced back to the camp and rushed to the tent where two white men relaxed in their chairs. He told his story. Both men, Jeffrey Fordyth of the South African Constabulary, and his guest Jonathan Hawk, rushed down the trail at the heels of the gun-bearer. When they halted for a brief rest, Fordyth turned to his friend.
Yeah, I do hope the chap's still alive. If we only had Dr. De Groot along, we might be able to save him.
Yes, it's too bad he had to go back to the village for more medical supplies.
When the three men reached Randall, the hunter was almost unconscious from pain and loss of blood. Fordyth cleaned the wound and spoke to the suffering man.
Did you see the man who threw the spear?
Randall nodded slightly and moved his lips to speak, but no sound came out. The dying man's right hand reached out into the dust. Slowly his fingers drew a strange sign that looked something like an X. Before he had finished, his hand suddenly relaxed, for Greg Randall was dead.
I say, Jonathan, what do you make of it?
Of that mark? Evidently he was trying to give us the name of his murderer. But who?
When the men returned to camp with the body, they were met by Dan Buck, the guide and professional hunter. Fordyth told him the story of Randall's murder. The guide shook his head sadly.
And I've got some more bad news for you. Have a look.
Inside a tent lay De Groot, the Dutch doctor of the safari, shaking with chills and fever.
I was on my way here to see you when I came onto his truck stopped alongside the road. Doc was sitting in it, almost passed out. I let my boy drive my car and drove the truck here and got him to bed.
That night, Jonathan Hawk puzzled over the sign in the dust, the sign that might be a clue to the murder of Greg Randall. The Dutchman was awake the next morning when Jonathan Hawk and Jeffrey Fordyth entered his tent and seated themselves beside the cot. Inspector Hawk looked gravely at the sick man.
I might as well tell you now, Doctor. Randall lived long enough to tell us that he saw you throw that spear.
But he couldn't have. Why, I...
The Dutchman paled as he realized he had trapped himself. A moment later, he had blurted out a confession of murder. As Hawk and Fordyth left the tent, the English officer questioned his friend.
Jonathan, what made you believe De Groot was the guilty man?
The sign on the trail. Randall was trying to name the doctor as his murderer by drawing RX, the prescription sign.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Black Maverick Mine, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.